Today, let's chat about the power of incrementalism, the power of micro-experimentation, the power of prototyping, the power of TriStorm. Everybody, I'm Todd Conklin, the host of the Pre-Accident Investigation Podcast, the world-famous Pre-Accident Investigation Podcast, and this is a safety operational excellence moment just for you. So today, I don't know if you heard the intro, but I tried to think of every possible way I could say the word, try stuff out before you buy it. Try stuff out before you sell it. Try stuff out before you write a procedure on it. Try stuff out before you roll it out in a grand scheme worldwide to make a difference. That's what we're going to talk about today, the notion of incrementalism. And for some reason, I don't know why, but for some reason, the idea that we incrementally make systems better has kind of lost its panache. It's not sexy anymore, and it's really, really frightening to me. Because, I don't know, if you've ever been in charge of a big program rollout, for instance, maybe you're going to put in an enterprise-wide payroll system or an enterprise-wide HR system, and you guys know exactly what I'm talking about when I say this. I promise you one thing. It's going to cost you a lot of money, and the initial rollout always fails. We know that. It's not even depressing. Because when we try to do a big bang rollout of a program where it fits everybody in all cases for all instances worldwide across the company, we know that's just not true. Well, the very same thing is true for the way you manage reliability in systems, the way you manage safety and operational excellence. A giant worldwide rollout feels like the right thing to do, but in fact, it's quite the opposite. It's the wrong thing to do. What you want to do is pilot, test, TriStorm, prototype. You want to go out, try ideas in practice with real people doing the work, not some engineer who says, I've done it three times, but a guy on the manufacturing floor who does it all day long. Get data from them, learn from it, and improve. It's really the only way you can make a difference, and that takes its roots around the notion of incrementalism. We make change happen incrementally. That's how change always happens. And change doesn't start when your project plan says it's going to start. Change starts the moment the workers believe or perceive that change is about to start. All we can do is try, test, collect information, and learn, and make our process better and stronger, better and stronger, better and stronger. You know what the recipe is when you shampoo your hair? You've read it on the back of the bottle. I haven't, but I have different reasons why I didn't read it. But you probably have. It says lather, rinse, repeat. That's exactly how change happens. You try an idea, you collect data on that information, and you make that idea better, and then you repeat that process. Incrementalism is powerful. Incrementalism is meaningful. Incrementalism is how change happens. And incrementalism is a very, very good idea. That's the safety moment for today. I hope you learned something new every single day. I bet you did today. Have as much fun as you possibly can. And for goodness sakes, be safe.